Life isn't fair. If you think otherwise, meet Nick McDonald. He's 18 years old, star athlete, has the all-American good looks found in those Abercrombie and Fitch catalogs. He's going to Harvard in the fall. Oh, and he's just published his first novel.
I was sitting at home last March and at night had nothing to do, and I had this idea all at once, like literally all at once. And it was an idea for a plot, and I didn't know whether it was a short story or a novel, but I wrote it all down on a sheet of paper. And then that was the idea for 12, and the plot never changed the whole way through, and I still have the sheet of paper, and it's still true to the book, essentially.
12 is a quick read. The sentences are sparse. Sometimes a chapter is just a paragraph. It takes place on McDonald's home turf, the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where a group of alienated teenagers squander their immense allowances on drugs. Parents are non-existent in the book. The main character is a Nietzsche-reading drug dealer named White Mike. The various characters all gather at a New Year's Eve party at the end of the novel, where one character arrives loaded with weapons. Youth, drugs, violence, money. McDonald knows these are ingredients for a book that sells.
I wasn't writing it with the intention of being sexy or glamorous or any of the things that people tend to think that this is, or by extension I am, because I'm not. You know, it's satire about that. It's not that itself. Yeah, I know it's glamorous and sensationalistic a little bit because people are interested in this sort of stuff.
David Kippen, book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle, says 12 is the latest entry in the well-established disaffected youth coming-of-age genre.
It's a fine, harmless, in places exasperating, in other places fairly promising book, which in a perfect world would have gotten what it deserved, which is a B+ and a recommendation to the next Higher Division Creative Writing class.
It's a recent Tuesday night, and McDonald has come to a small bookstore on the Upper East Side to give his first Manhattan reading. A lot of his friends show up. A lot of his parents' friends show up. Writer George Plimpton chats with McDonald's mom as her son signs copies of his book nearby.
Sky, S-K-Y-E.
To Sky. All right. Okay.
I got 4 of them, Nick. I hope you don't mind. Joseph, Australia, Jackson, Washington, and John's out of town.
Okay, well, thanks for coming.
So will you sign one for each of us?
Last summer, McDonald wrote the book in about 2.5 months. He'll spend this summer on a book tour where he's sure to receive even more media attention than he has already. He began the tour in London, where critics raved. Here's feminist writer Germaine Greer on a BBC television program.
I think it's a small masterpiece. I think the extraordinary thing is the adroitness with which he introduces a huge gallery of characters and is an enormous
12 has received mainly good reviews on this side of the Atlantic, too. The New York Times said McDonald demonstrates a visceral storytelling talent. But looming behind all of the press and the attention and the reason McDonald is on an international book tour is his name, more precisely the connections that come with his name. His father, Terry McDonald, is the editor of Sports Illustrated, and there are blurbs on the book from writers Hunter S. Thompson and Joan Didion, both family friends.
Obviously, I have unfair connections, and that's the way it is, and I feel sort of guilty about it. But you can't feel guilty. You just have to do as hard and as well as you can, and that's, you know, the whole point. If I didn't write the book because I had the connections. I wrote the book because I wanted to write the book, and I hope that ultimately the book is what's judged. Because if the book sucks, then the book sucks, and no one will buy it, and that's the way it will be.
The book was published by Grove Atlantic, which is run by Morgan Entrekin, McDonald's godfather. Entrekin is fond of saying that he's known Nick McDonald since he was 48 hours old.
I was sitting in my office, and it came down from his father, and I had been interested in reading it, so I put down everything I was doing and read it, and made an offer an hour later.
How often does that happen?
Rarely. Rarely. But, no, I mean, you know, one of the things that when people have said, well, this has come about because of who Nick knows, who his parents know, I mean, what that achieved was it got the book to the top of my pile.
Arguably, there are thousands of novelists who are as good or even better in this city who would give some body part to be at the top of your pile.
No, I don't agree with that. I think I'm desperately looking for good writers all the time. And, you know, somebody who's got this much talent is going to find a publisher without question, particularly when the subject matter and his age and all the ingredients that go into making it a publishable or very publishable book are there.
In other words, a very marketable book. The press material plays up McDonald's age, and his bio on the dust jacket says only that he was born in New York in 1984. San Francisco Chronicle book critic David Kippen says that's a calculated understatement.
The book is serviceably written. The book is certainly saleable, but I think if we wanted a more sensible, level-headed barometer of the book's quality and right to publication and readership, Morgan Endrican should have published the book without his picture on the cover and without any mention of the kid's age.
Kippen says the average reader doesn't care what the author looks like, but publishers do.
The people who set the cultural agenda for the country do look at those photographs and think, he'd be more photogenic to have on the Today Show this morning, the 73-year-old woman. Let's put him on. And that's why we've heard of him, and we haven't heard of that great 73-year-old lady novelist.
When Nick McDonald finally begins the reading, he's a little nervous. He tosses his light brown hair that falls over one eye and opens the book to the first page.
White Mike is thin and pale like smoke. White Mike wears jeans and a hooded sweatshirt and a dark blue Brooks Brothers overcoat that hangs long on him. His blonde hair, nearly white, is cropped tight around his head. White Mike is clean. White Mike has never smoked a cigarette in his life.
McDonald reads for about 15 minutes. People applaud, and there's a brief question and answer period. Someone asks him what advice he has for young writers. He says something along the lines of, just go for it, and then adds that he's really in no position to give advice. McDonald is looking forward to going to Harvard in the fall. He says he wants to study languages and then travel, and he wants to write more books.
I mean, I've had a great time doing it so far. And a lot of people go, like, shake their head and go, of course you've had a great time, little miserable little kid. But I really enjoyed writing the book, and I enjoy writing still. And I have to do a lot of writing because I'm going to college next year. I have essays to write, so I'm going to be a writer for another 4 years at least.
Nick McDonald. His debut novel is called 12.